All right, we're going to move to the last panel of the day. This is the Doing Business Abroad panel, touch on FCPA and sanctions and related issues. Moderator is Fry Warnock. He's a partner in the government investigations and white collar defense practice at V&E, Vinson and Elkins. He has kind of appears in both Washington, D.C. and Dallas. Fry is a former federal prosecutor and supervised the criminal fraud section and FCPA unit. He now conducts corporate internal investigations and also advises companies on anti-corruption and compliance matters, especially when engaged in transactional and emerging markets. So with that, I'll let Fry either introduce his panel or let the panelists introduce themselves.
Great, thanks. And I'll say, I think we're very mindful of the fact that we're the only people between you and happy hour here. So if you want to go out and grab a drink, come back in. We'll make it real social. We don't.
Where's Jessica McGee when we need her? Bring us Jessica.
But thanks for the introduction. We're going to go down to the line here. But just, you know, I actually, it's great to be back. I love this opportunity to be here every year. I grew up in Dallas. I was in D.C. for 17 years and moved back 2 years ago. So I still have a practice in D.C. and Dallas. I split time between both offices. But it's been phenomenal being here, getting to know the community here, and really being on an amazing lineup here today. You'll hear some great commentary, I know, from folks who are really in the weeds on these topics. So hopefully it'll be interesting, and we'll start here with Vanessa.
Great. Thanks, Fry. Hi, everyone. Vanessa Salinas-Buckstrom. I'm an investigations and forensics partner at PwC. Been Dallas-based for the last 10 years or so. Started my practice in Chicago about 23 years or so now. But I think the qualification that leads me to be here on this panel is I am a native Spanish speaker. I spend a lot of my time on cross-border matters, a lot in Latin America, but also in other parts of the world. So happy to share some of those experiences with you.
My name is Brent Benoit. I am currently Deputy General Counsel and Chief Compliance Officer at NOV, used to be known as National Oil Varco. Before that, I was at Locke for 20-plus years doing internal investigations and white-collar crime and securities litigation, and so happy to be here today.
Samantha Martin. I'm at the SEC. I've been with the Fort Worth Regional Office for over 10 years and in the SEC's Foreign Corrupt Practices Act unit for over 8 years. So now I practice FCPA law and also supervise all sorts of securities investigations from crypto fraud to disclosure to regulated entities.
And I'm Kelly McCorkle. I am a senior trade advisor for Schultz Trade Law based right here in Dallas.
Great. So we'll get started here. Obviously, this panel is talking about doing business abroad. So we're going to be focusing on all the tricky issues that come up in cross-border transactions, investigations, compliance, et cetera. We're fortunate that we have Samantha here with us today from the SEC. She's been there a long time, and I know she's been really in the weeds in a lot of FCPA matters. I had the opportunity to work with her on both sides over the years. One thing I think that we'd love to hear from as it relates to just doing business abroad is how the enforcers react in today's environment, which I think is one of the more complicated environments, at least in my adult lifetime. You've always had the issues with data privacy and the issues just with anti-corruption sanctions, all of those types of things. But the sanctions landscape has certainly evolved as the world's just been on fire with war in Ukraine, Israel, Iran, and its proxy fights going on a daily basis. Obviously the ongoing superpower struggle with China. But we'd love to hear, Samantha, if you'd start us off and just talk about how these issues really impact your expectations as an enforcement attorney. You'll hear a number of things, I'm sure, from companies as they counsel come to you and talk about difficulties they're having in areas that they're operating around the world, and whether that's facilitating access to witnesses or evidence, et cetera. So love to hear your reaction when these issues are brought up by companies.
Okay, so I'm known for hot takes, so first I'm going to start with the standard disclaimer. Everything that I say is my own opinion. I'm not speaking on behalf of the SEC, the commissioners, the Fort Worth Regional Office. The first thing I would like to say is that very practical approach,